Was there a difference in sales or national attention for your book after it appeared on Book Notes?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I think I'm probably one of the greatest beneficiaries of Book Notes ever, because with the book, C-SPAN has a great following with teachers. And I mentioned that my parents had both were teachers, but the following of teachers means that they caught that, and I got all sorts of letters because teachers said, "You're an activist teacher. You went and did something. I'm teaching history. I do my own mini magic bus. I take people around Arkansas's Ozark Mountains for 3 days and do history." And so I became very embraced by the education community of America, who liked the paradigm of what I was doing, and Book Notes exposed them to that. And I know this because even now, wherever I go on a new book, if I just did the book The Nixon Tapes, or I did a book The Wilderness Warrior on Theodore Roosevelt, or a biography of Henry Ford, I'll go to a book events, and invariably somebody will have my Magic Bus book, and it emanated from my Book Notes interview that they went and got the book. So there's a little bit of a following of the Magic Bus book among teachers. I receive about 5 letters a week from teachers around the country that are still using it. And in fact, I may be unique that Brian Lamb later wrote a foreword to my book, The Magic Bus. Now, the reason I asked Brian Lamb to do that foreword is that I was noticing all of my letters that I was getting from my book was coming from the C-SPAN audience pool.